Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, on to slightly more serious affair altogether with Louise Hogan. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Ryan.
Nice to talk to you.
Thanks a million for taking my call. No, I'm hearing Clary's tearing my shop down as we speak.
Not an easy few days for you, Louise.
Very tough.
Really?
Soul destroying, I would say.
Tell us your story, because we've been hearing about what's happening in Cleary's, and we know that Cleary's is closed and that the workers are devastated, and we've been following the story on the news, and it's been a desperate story to watch. But you're right in the middle of it. You're right in the heart of it.
Well, I don't know if you can hear the guys here taking our pedicure chair away and getting everything disconnected as we speak. Basically, I'm a concession owner here, Nail Zone in Cleary's. We have been here for almost 13 years. We've built up a fantastic business. Business in the last quarter was doing extremely well. And we heard through the media on Friday that Cleary's was closed. Our staff rang in a panic, asking, do they go to work tomorrow? And I had no answer for them whatsoever. It was just came as a total and utter shock to us all.
It was a blow to the gut, because no one seemed to see it coming. It happened almost in the middle of the night. It was a repulsive way to do business.
The only ones that knew it was coming were the people that were doing it.
Yeah.
The people here working hard every day, some of them who put 43 years into this place, none of us knew what was going to happen. None of us knew what was ahead. We were told absolutely nothing. And, even now, we're still in the dark about a lot of things. One being our money that should be put in trust. KPMG are in here liquidising Cleary's. However, they shouldn't be liquidising our money. And, this money belongs to each and every concession, which each and every concession then, in turn, has a duty to their employees and, their suppliers and things like that all need to be paid out. We were due checks on Monday. We didn't receive them. Wages are to go out tomorrow. And still I'd ask, where's my check? Where is my check? I was due my check, and, this has nothing to do with me, the sale or whatever it is. They were given money, in trust. A proportion of that money, of course, was theirs to use for their operations, but not the full 100% of that money. So I would ask for my money today, and so I can, continue trading, continue paying the bills that are now outstanding. But one of the main things now at the moment is my problem. A good few of the concessions, thankfully, like Best and, Newbridge, may be able to move their stock around and place them into different stores. But Nail Zone and our neighbours, Wink, we won't be able to move anywhere. We're just Nail Zone and Wink. And basically, we have to now get all our belongings here and pack them into storage. We're basically homeless. So I'm appealing to anyone out there who might like a thriving business in amongst their store, namely Arnott, perhaps. That may want us to go up there, and maybe they might give us a refuge somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. What strikes me so much about your story is you were there for 13 years, so you saw the recession come and tried to go, and yet your business thrived. So you're obviously one of those concessions that was really working.
Well, absolutely, we were. And, it's a little bit like deja vu as well here for us, because, nearly 2 years next month to the date, there was a flood that caused, Cleary's to close. Mm. We have to come in like we are today, pack up our stuff and, put it off. Now, a lot of those concessions at the time didn't get compensated for whatever reason. You had to prove that you were, particularly damaged by the flood. But regardless, when you came back into the store, you were relocated, your furniture probably didn't suit, ours certainly didn't, so we had to, reinvest into the whole thing. And to be honest, only in the last quarter where we've seen that investment coming back to us, yes, we still haven't got that investment back because they're holding out on our check.
Louise, where are you standing now?
I am standing feet away from my sign, Nail Zone, and I am watching the owners of Wink, you know, distraught here, taking away their stuff. I have guys standing around, you know, pulling up stuff. We've had KPMG come in and tell us we can't move desks without getting them disconnected by our electricians. They have to be certified. You know, plumbing, all sorts, which we thought was already going to be done for us today, but, you know, miscommunication, it wasn't to happen.
And what's happening as you look around? Describe the scene for us.
Right now, you have boxes on floors, you have piles of rubbish in corners, you have little, the My Cleary's teddy bears being pulled off shelves, the ones for Temple Street. You know, you have distraught owners here, you know, pulling it all away. You know, it's devastating. We've got security watching over us. I know they're only doing their job, but we've KPMG watching over us as well. It's tough, you know. It's hard enough as it is, and I know they're doing their jobs, but, you know, it's added stress.
They're watching over you.
They're standing watching over us. I did ask, could they move away? The girl, you know, said she'll face another size, you know, another turn to another point in the room, you know, but they're still there, you know. I know they're doing their job, but, you know.
It sounds kind of ugly. It sounds unpleasant.
Yeah, it's not. They're doing it to everything.
No, not them, but I'm just saying for you as an experience, it sounds ugly. Not those guys.
Well,
as you said, they're doing their job.
Tempers fade a little bit there earlier as, you know, we were told not to touch anything until the electrician came. We don't have electrician. They then said, you know, you have to come back with an electrician, maybe slot into another day. However, you know, time is of the essence. We need our stock out. Not only that, we've employed, you know, a shop fitter to come in today. Their van's loaded, waiting up outside to be loaded. You know, it costs. It's all more costs for us. And, you know, I don't see, you know, why should we have to fit these costs? This was not our move. We paid our portion of the rent. You know, we didn't liquidate this company. We didn't operate this company into liquidation. You know, my staff are, you know, out of a job because of whatever. Mm-hmm. Greed is what I would say. Greed. Clear and utter greed.
This day last week, you were, you know, business as usual, and here we are today packing it all up.
This is it. One of my staff members is due a baby this week, and her partner also works in Clary's. He was on security, you know, so double whammy for that family, you know, her first baby, you know, which should be a joyful time and a good experience, and, you know, it's just dampened by the whole, do I have a job, do I not have a job?
How many have you been employing down through the years?
Six girls, including myself. Yeah.
What sort of space do you need? You've got how many desks and pedicure chairs and all the rest?
I have three double desks.
Yeah.
I have one pedicure chair. You know, we will take even just one of the desks to go in somewhere at this stage. And the girls can rotate between them for the hours. I'm sure the Anthony is better than nothing at this stage.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably four. What square feet would you say this is less?
Okay, well, now nail bars, I know, because I've got girls and they love pedicures, manicures, or at least the notion of them. And any time I've taken either of them to such a place, they're always busy. It seems to be something that always does business. And so there must be somewhere, we're hoping, we're hoping with you, that someone somewhere listening says, oh, we need a nail zone. You know,
well,
at the moment, that's what happens.
I tell you, we have a huge client base. We
you
have a thriving business. We have
loyal
a huge
clients.
Client base. Loyal clients that
Great.
Are coming to us and have been since day one. And we would love if someone would take us in and, you know, give us an opportunity to come in with them on their business and rent a space off them or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you sound like a woman who gets things done.
Absolutely.
There'll be no messing with you. Like if a guy says, okay, you can come into our shop, you'll say, you'll have it sorted. No faffing around now. In and out.
Absolutely not. We will be straight over there. Do you know what, Ryan? Our family were hit with cancer there last year. So I know the difference between real tragedy and, you know, disappointment. So you get up after disappointment and you move on. So, yes, I'd move on.
Okay.
If someone's out there willing to have the nail zone, we're ready.
What did Enda Kenny say to you yesterday?
And he's hopeful that the concessions will get their money. As far as he's concerned, it's in trust, and they are Enda's looking into, you know, the whole dealings of this. Mm. He says there are questions to be answered.
Well,
and there certainly is questions to be answered.
It can only be a good thing that he's that hands-on. I mean, that's impressive.
Well, yeah, I was absolutely delighted. Like, you know, you feel I'm a little old nobody in Clary's, but you know, the Taoiseach felt it.
Important
gave me
enough.
The time of day yesterday. Important enough, and gave me the time of day yesterday, which I was grateful for.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can only wish you good. What are your circumstances? Are you married, kids, the whole lot, or what's your story?
Well, yeah, I'm married. Unfortunately, my husband also got made redundant this month. So,
oh, jeepers.
You know, yeah.
You're really getting it this time, aren't
four
you?
Four children, so yes.
Okay.
You know, so I know people can look at the owners and say, ah, sure, they have it all, but, you know, it's not always the case, and you know, we worked hard, and you know, my main concern now is my lovely staff that have stood by me, and you know, I want to get out there and get going again as soon as possible.
Tubbs@rte.ie. If anyone feels that they want to talk to you, Louise, and get you back in business, let's hope that we can move that along with you. So good luck, Louise. All right, good luck today.
Thanks a million. Thanks to you and for taking the call.
Not at all. To you and the staff. And if you're talking to anyone else there in Cleary's with stalls and anything else in between concessions, pass on.
I'm sure Wink would appreciate anyone
yeah.
as well. Yeah. Proud by beside us. We've worked hand in hand for a long time.
Okay, well, listen, here's hope, and fingers crossed, we'll be thinking about you, and with any luck, we'll be able to move it on for you, okay?
Great, thanks a lot.
Good luck, Louise.
Bye.
Take it easy.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.